Yeah, I got I can't even make a stupid ABBA joke. But folks, we've got Jason Crespin live in the studio to tell us about the new production at Amarillo Little Theater. And yes, you guessed it, it is Mamma Mia.
Good morning, Mamma Mia.
Okay, so were you a fan of ABBA, or were they kind of eh?
Okay, so I knew some of the songs, you know, ish growing up and stuff like that, but really grew to love it whenever the musical came out on Broadway. Yeah. I was like, oh, a whole song, like, these songs fit together. That makes sense. Oh,
they're very 70s.
Very 70s, for sure, for sure. But we have had an absolute blast. We are, like I say, we're the regional premiere, ooh, fancy words,
really?
of Mamma Mia for the Texas Panhandle for the show. It was, you know, ran on Broadway for, you know, 14 years. Just did a national tour, and so we got the rights right when they were available, and so we're excited to be presenting it to our Texas Panhandle.
Well, I have to say, for those who have no idea what we're talking about, we're just assuming everyone knows what things are, and
right.
I have a lot of friends who don't normally get some pop culture references, but Mamma Mia is a musical that was made out of just cobbled together songs
right.
from the Swedish pop band ABBA.
ABBA, correct, yes. Similar to like The Who's Tommy, whenever they had that album, and in different shows, even Green Day, American Idiot, followed that same suit.
It's great opera.
Yeah, it's great. Where these, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar was a rock, you know, kind of a rock album before it became a musical. And so they were able to string these songs together into this great storyline. Everyone knows, I'm sure, the movie starring Meryl Streep follows the story about Sophie. She is about to get married. She lives in Greece on a Greek island with her mom. She doesn't know who her dad is. All growing up, she never knew who her dad was, but she found her mom's diary, and it talks about three incidents, dot, 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 if you will, she found in her mom's diary, invites these three guys that she thinks one of them might be her dad to the wedding without telling her mom. They show up, of course, and then chaos ensues and hilarity and songs and the whole nine yards. So, oh my gosh, it's been a blast. And really, the music is what we all, I think, signed up for with this show.
Yeah, and there was a sequel that came out, what, last year?
Yeah. Here
with
we go
Cher.
Again. Yeah, Cher is the grandma, and man, she makes an appearance with that helicopter ride coming in. And
nice.
But yeah, and so the movie really did a good job about following the Broadway musical, and that's what we'll be presenting at ALT starting this Thursday.
Okay, so it looks like kind of a long run, May 2nd through the 19th.
Yeah, so we have 3 weekends of shows. So our shows are Thursday nights at 7:30, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 o'clock, and Sunday matinees at 2:30. Because the show is so popular, we have already almost sold out our entire run. It's going very quickly. I know right now that the best seats are for that Thursday, the 16th. They still have some good seats for that. But because it filled up so quickly, we added a Saturday matinee on May 11th at 2:30. And so if anyone's looking for really good seats, call right away. Get those seats on either May 11th or May 16th. If not, there's some scattered, you know, singles or two seats here and there on some of the other nights. The best thing to do is look at www.amarillolittletheater.org. We spell our theater T-H-E-A-T-R-E. You can click on buy tickets, and it shows you basically the whole list of shows, what's available, if there's, you know, 2 seats available or if it's sold out. And you can always give our box office a call, 806-355-9991, and get your tickets that way.
Okay, favorite ABBA song?
Ooh, okay, so right now, my favorite ABBA song, I think, okay, I have to brag. So our girl, Terry Martin, she's playing Sophie in the show, and she sings, all of the songs she sings, absolutely amazing, but she sings The Name of the Game, and I didn't like that song before. I was like, nah, okay, The Name of the Game, like, okay. But I have newly discovered how much I love that song because of her vocal performance in this show. It is so, so good. But I also love, I have always loved Voulez-Vous.
Voulez-Vous.
Like,
that's
just
a good
dancing
one.
Around and having fun. And I mean, and then everyone loves Dancing Queen. I mean, that goes on and like instantly all the girls and the gays are dancing.
See, I have to say, Dancing Queen is one of the ones where I just kind of like, it's just too, it's too much.
It's like in your face.
It's too much.
Yeah, yeah. What's your favorite?
Take a Chance on Me, just because it's really fun to do that weird percussive, take a chance.
Singing-wise, we love the basses in the show. We love Super Trooper because all we do is go, Supapa, Troopapa.
That's a good one.
That's all we do over and over in
that's
the song.
That's a good one. I really need to come through the looking glass with Chiquitita. What is it?
Yes, Chiquitita. Chiquitita.
Chiquitita. I don't like that one. I'm still working on my ABBA.
Sure. No, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But the cool thing about this is whether you like the songs or not, because they are very, very poppy. They're right. very 70s. I feel like the musical did quite a bit with it to make it very musical theater-y.
Completely agreed. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I mean, the they added, you know, vocal parts to make it more, you know, there's harmony lines and some great, great sounds. And then, of course, like, all of the dancing. I'm telling you, this show, I mean, it's like dialogue is like maybe half a page and then it goes right into the next song, which has a huge dance number. Sean Walsh, our choreographer, has done an absolutely amazing job with this show choreography-wise. Alan Schenkel is, of course, the director. Jennifer Akins is our music director, have both done an outstanding job as well. Our set is beautiful. Oh my gosh, like, I want to live on our set. It's just awesome. David Walsh, he used to live here and work with ALT. He now lives in Dallas, and we contracted him to come up and do this set. And so, and the great thing about this show that I think sometimes people don't understand or realize, it's all local talent. These are, you know, school teachers and people who work in your banks and students who go to school in the morning and teachers, and they all come together at night and put on this show. And it's so cool, and I absolutely love it.
And put in their spangled platform boots.
Oh my gosh, yes. Sure. The boots that we have on some of the characters, I mean, I can't wait for y'all to see the costumes.
All right, folks, this is Mamma Mia at Amarillo Little Theater. If you have not seen a theater production in a while, please go start off your spring with this. They always put on such an incredible show, and it's a really long run, so you have a lot of chances. Yeah. May 2nd through the 19th. But again, I'll go ahead and when I do my write-up, I'll put the little hot tip on which ones are available.
Yes.
All right. Jason Kressman, thank you so much for sharing
Thanks
this
for
info.
Having me. And congratulations on your Golden Nail Award. I have to you looked fabulous that night, and congratulations to High Plains Public Radio on their big win that night. It was much deserved.
And right back at you, buddy.
Thanks.
Right back at you.
They had good taste this year, I think.
We did. And I'm stealing that jacket at some point. He had an incredible, like, brocade smoking jacket in some kind of iridescent maroon Merlot.
Yeah, it was a keeper for sure.
It's nice. Well, thank you so much, and we will
get this
Jenny. Post up ASAP.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
I don't know that I have any ABBA. I don't know. I'm just gonna look. Hold on.
That SOS song that you played earlier. I mean, I gotta find that and steal that.
Yeah,
play that
goth
for the cast.
Goth
that was,
ABBA.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I'm not sure. You know what, guys? Let's just do it.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be.